Telkom, the state president, the president, Cyril Ramaphosa, has issued a proclamation which allows the special investigating unit to look into some of the things that Telkom has done going back to 2006 and, if it is required, further back even than that. Duncan MacLeod of Tech Central, what joy there is in my life. Duncan MacLeod, 2 days in a row. Doesn't happen often. Doesn't happen often nearly enough. Okay, Duncan, what will the SIU be looking into?
Yes, hi, John. Groundhog Day indeed. Three major issues they're looking at. The one that's most significant, it appears, is investigation into some of the investments that Telkom, all of the investments, in fact, that Telkom made in operators north of our border, ISPs and operators elsewhere in Africa, starting in around 2006 when they made a huge investment in a Nigerian company called Multilinx. Now, I don't know if you remember the headlines from the time. This really was a long time ago, but it really was a mess. They made a mess of it. They bought the wrong company. They bought the wrong technology. And the long and the short of it is they ended up investing or pumping and writing off more than 10 billion rand in the Nigerian market, and they got nothing for it. They did go after two of their executives at the time, who they said were involved in malfeasance related to that deal and what happened in Nigeria. But it was a very big mess. But it is ancient history now, so it's interesting to see that the president is asking the SIU to have a look at this. There was also an ISP business, Africa Online or My Way Africa, which I didn't follow very closely at the time, but there was also some negative headlines around that at the time. The second component, that hasn't been explicitly stated in the brief put out or the proclamation put out by the president, appears to be related to a Bain and Company contract. Bain and Company, obviously being the management consulting firm whose name has been cropping up in the Zondo Commission over the last little while. Now, Bain and Company won a contract with Telkom around 2013 when Sipho Maseko was appointed as CEO, and that contract was to look to advise them on their mobile services strategy. And that contract was awarded apparently without going on a competitive tendering process, and the suggestion is that this was in violation of Public Finance Management Act. Telkom said that as a listed entity on the JSE and a public company that's only partially owned by the government, it wasn't subject to those PFMA rules. That was their response in their statement yesterday. The third part relates to an ongoing lawsuit that's really been sitting in Telkom's contingent liabilities and in its financial statements for a very long time now, about 12 or 13 years, and that's related to a tender that they put out for very old technology related to telex, ship-to-shore services, telegrams, and that sort of thing. And the company that apparently did win that bid, Telkom withdrew it and cancelled the tender, and then allegedly contracted another company without going through a tendering process. And that's been the subject of an ongoing lawsuit by a company called Patuma Networks for a very long time. Never mentioned it's been on Telkom's contingent liabilities list for an extended period of time. But it does seem to me that the president has kind of thrown the book at Telkom here. I'm not aware of any other major scandals involving the company over this period. And it appears that he wants everything investigated.
Yeah, and the allegations around Telkom and Bain are extensively covered in Athel Williams's book, his whistleblowing book, Deep Collusion. And in it, I mean, I'm reading the book, and I hadn't really heard or read anything about Bain and Telkom, but he goes into it in great detail as he goes into Bain and SARS. And I read that and thought, wow, why is this linkage between Telkom and Bain not being investigated in the same way? Maybe not in the same way, because unarguably, the damage that Bain did to SARS was perhaps greater than the damage that Bain did to Telkom. But certainly the way Athol, with all of his access to Bain documentation and so on, put it, made Telkom seem very, very smelly to me. So there we go. Thank you very much, Duncan MacLeod, who is the founder of techcentral.co.za.